Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available through our Echolink node, number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge Two-Meter Net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Traffic or announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Traffic check-ins, got a couple of administrative tasks here. We've got the pre-net check-in functionality, which is available on the BRARS.cc website for those folks that may be out of the area or unavailable for the 9 p.m. net through RF or Echolink check-in. So we make that functionality available for those folks. So let me get through the pre-net check-in list here, and then we'll move on through the net. Up first, we got Fred and his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, W4FCM, and Fred and Isla are over at Traveler's Rest. Isla's call, November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2, Alpha, Mike, Delta, W2AMD. Next up in the list is Mel. That's Kilo 4, X-Ray, Mike, Romeo, K4XMR. And Mel's over in Prosperity. Good to get him on the list. Up next, we've got Don and Linda. That's KG4PFI. And Don brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's KG4QLQ. And always good to see Don and Linda in here. Up next, we've got our friend Pat over in Malden, K4OSH. And I actually saw Pat the other Saturday morning driving down 85 and didn't have my radio with me, but it was good to see Pat on the road over there, especially. I did give him a wave, but I think his windows were tinted and mine were tinted, so probably didn't see each other. But anyway, always good to see Pat's call sign in here regardless. Up next, we've got Tony. That's November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. And that's Tony up in Asheville, so good to get him in here. Up next, we got Kurt, Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Limo Hotel, KM4BLH. Up next, we got Jim, that's Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra. And Jim, always good. Look forward to seeing him at our VE sessions. Good to see his call sign in here. And we'll let it drop after this one, KJ4UHF, Jack. And Jack's over in Greenville, always good to see him. Let me let this drop for just a moment. Halfway through the list here of the pre-net check-in, so we'll continue on. We've got David, that's Kilo Foxtrot 4, November, X-Ray Yankee, KF4NXY. And David's listed over in Honey Pass, so good to see David listed in here. Up next, we've got Marie, that's Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-Ray, AF4SX. Good to get Marie logged in here as well. Up next, we got Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. That's Leroy, and good to see his call sign in here. Up next, we've got John, KM4RJN, up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And good to see him logging in here. Sometimes he'll check in via the Echolink node, but glad to see him on the pre-net check-in list here. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, KO4CEF. And next we've got Ben, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Up next we've got Wendy and Mark, that's KM4HTP, Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa. That's Wendy's call sign, and Wendy's over in Simpsonville. I'm not sure if Wendy checked in or Mark checked in, but normally they come and show up in the pair. So I got both of them in here. So good to see Wendy. And, of course, Mark's call sign, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. So good to get them in here from Simpsonville tonight. Up next, we've got November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie. That's Jerry. And Jerry's over at Anderson, so good to get him. Up next in the list, we got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And good to get Dave's call sign in here. And last but not least on the list tonight, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, KO4RAX. I'll refresh there to make sure I've got everybody signed in here. Good group of pre-check-ins there. And, again, that functionality is available, again, just to stay in touch with the net for those folks that may not be available for whatever reason for the 9 o'clock net. Again, there's a little wizard on the Brars.cc website that will walk you through how to check in. Basically, just put your call sign, name, location, and click submit, and that will add you to the list for the pre-check-ins. But I've got those out of the way, so I'm going to let this drop and take a breath, and I'll be right back. Goodness, with the pre-net check-ins out of the way, we normally take a second to pause for new hams. That'd be new hams to the area or new hams to the hobby that may not actually be familiar with the check-in procedures for checking into a net. Really easy, if you just give me your call sign, just key up the mic, give me your call sign, and we'll get you checked in here. So, again, new hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. K4HR continuing on with the net tonight. Again, just like to pause there because I know I'm a little mic shy at times. getting better. I actually have been experimenting with a mobile rig, which I've been putting off doing for a long time, so may hear me on the radio a little bit more. But anyway, I'd like to put that new option in there for those folks that may not be familiar with how to check in. But not having anybody tonight, we'll go on and move to our RF portions. And tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Leaky 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor, so I'll be negative and negative and negative.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HR. Mike and everybody on the net, please check in QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
HR. Mike, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
There and acknowledge that first group, good group to start off the net tonight. Again, had a large group of the pre-net check-ins, and we're starting off with a large group for the first check-ins for Alpha through Delta. Up first, I'd like to welcome Tyler. That's Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. And Tyler, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Dave. That's Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave, heard you guys had some fun on the mountain this morning, or this afternoon, I guess. Anyway, working on one of the antennas, and again, thanks for everything you guys do with the repeater committee and keeping that equipment up there operating and all that kind of stuff, and the net, and again, as we joke, wrangling cats to keep us moving forward. But Dave, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Keith. That's Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY. And Keith, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next in the group, we've got Rick and his family. That's Rick Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. All right, that rounds out that group. So we'll give one more call for the Alpha through Delta group. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. We currently wanting to check in, for additional check-ins anyway, for the Alpha through Delta group. We'll move down the alphabet a little further to the Echo through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. Mike, good to hear you calling the net tonight, but I will be in and out. Thank you, sir.
K4HR. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Oh, glad you and Patrick got your day straightened out and didn't get me confused, because I was thinking last night that it was tonight. Check me in and out tonight, negative, negative. Thanks.
4HR. Second KI4EJY. Kilo India 4. Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check-ins there as we move through the Alpha through Hotel Group. And Elijah, give me 1 second. Let me make sure I got your call in here correctly. But first, let me welcome Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. And Patrick, yeah, I appreciate you swapping with me again last night. That was completely my fault. Had a scheduling conflict, obviously. I had planned on being back in town and didn't make it as well as I had hoped. So I was glad you were able to switch with me. And definitely glad to be able to pick up the net tonight. So, again, and moving on to Harry there. Yeah, Harry, every now and then we like to mix it up a little bit just to keep everybody on their toes, but hopefully didn't throw too many people off. Again, that was completely my fault. I was helping my daughter up in Charlotte and ran out of time to make it back in order to call the net last night. But hopefully it wasn't too bad. I was able to listen to Patrick over the Echolink node a little bit driving back from Charlotte last night. Did a wonderful job, so hopefully I'll do the same for him tonight, and then we'll be back on schedule from here on out. But anyway, Harry, appreciate you checking in from Canada. And, of course, Harry's call sign, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN. And last but not least, and Elijah, let me make sure I've got that. It's Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. Is that correct? My ears were playing tricks on me. I just wanted to make sure I had it in there correctly. But, again, I've got it in the log now, so next time it should auto-populate, so I'll definitely be able to keep it straight next time. But appreciate you being patient with me. Make sure I got you logged in here correctly. All right, let's give one more call here for the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody for that group, so we'll move to the India through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
HR. Hope you and your family are all well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Mike. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Else might come in there on your coattails, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge you and James here. First, we had James. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, KK4JFO, and James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, always good to hear you. I look forward to you and Sid checking in with me, because I can usually start pre-populating my logs when I get to the India Lima group. I'm pretty sure who the first two check-ins are going to be. But James, you sounded good into the repeater tonight, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time and coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, and that's Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And again, Sid, always good to hear you. You're coming booming in here. I had to turn the volume down just a little bit. I've got my external speaker kind of pointed directly at my ear tonight, and had it a little bit up. It was my fault. I should have turned it down, but you guys are definitely coming into the repeater really well tonight. So, Sid, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you. Appreciate the salutations as always, and hope you and yours are doing well as well. And I hope y'all were able to enjoy some of the spring-like weather over the last 2 days. We had those wet days, but the last 2 days have been just absolutely gorgeous. But anyway, Sid, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and hope to talk to you again soon. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call here for the India through Lima group, I through L, before we move on down the alphabet. India through Lima, and the suffix of your call, beginning the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile and Greer, negative and negative.
4HR, net control. Great to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
I'll check in there as we're in the India through Lima group. I'd first like to welcome Jerry out there on the mobile. It's November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike, N4JBM. He's mobile out there in Greer. So, Jerry, definitely be safe. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Larry and his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Larry's call sign, KK4JBQ, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. Larry can't read the screen. I know your call sign by heart, but couldn't get it out there. But, Larry, always good to hear you, and I appreciate you coming by. I think my tire's showing tonight. anyway, Larry, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in. And, of course, Larry brings along Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4 MFK. Larry, always good to hear you. Got a little out of order tonight. Ended up switching with Patrick for last night for tonight, but hopefully we'll be back on track after tonight's net. So, again, appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Donna along as well. All right, sounds like we have everybody for the India through Lima group, so we'll move to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. My friend, appreciate you coming by. It sounds like you might have the Mike through Papa group, but that's not a problem at all. Sounding good into the repeater tonight, Walt. Walt's call sign, Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. And Walt, appreciate you coming by and taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We always reserve a spot in the log for you. So definitely good to hear you, my friend. And you take care and come back and check in again with us later on. All right, we'll give one more call here. Mike through Papa, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. We're about halfway through the alphabet, and checking the Echolink node, I don't have anybody signed in over there, so we'll continue on with our RF check-ins, and we'll move to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Nice to hear you this evening. Thanks for calling. This is number 0 Tango Romeo in 0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Ken Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty, and I will be negative in that. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Good evening.
4HR. 4HR. Michael, please check in. Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Delta. AA1RD, Bob in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net, and hello to everyone.
Check-ins there. We'll go ahead and take that pause and get these folks checked in here. I'd first like to welcome Tom. That's November 0 Tango Romeo in 0TR. And Tom, always good to hear you. I appreciate you stopping by. And I hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well tonight. Always good to hear you throughout the week. I know when I walk by the ham shack and don't have the volume down, I'll hear you guys kind of coming and going a little bit. I know y'all have kind of made a couple trips to the doctor over the last couple weeks, so I hope everything is getting better from all that stuff. But anyway, Tom, definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and we hope to hear you again soon. Up next, we got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Gulf. Can't read my writing, Chris. Sorry about that. KO4QLG. And your call sign, for some reason, Chris, I'm used to hearing it one way versus the other, but KO4QLG seems to ring better than the phonetics. I'm not sure why. But, Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in from Liberty tonight. Always good to hear you, my friend. And last but not least in that group, we've got Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, and that's Bob over in Piedmont. And, Bob, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. All right, let's give one more call before we move on down to the patient group. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard, No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Might be rounding out our Quebec through Tango group, but that's not a problem. Again, we'll keep taking check-ins. And first, we'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Heads call sign Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, WD8RON. And it sounded good into the repeater as always, so appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us on a Saturday night. Got you logged in here. And feel free to monitor as long as you'd like, sir. And if you want to recheck and make some comments later on, definitely feel free to. As long as we're here, we'll keep the finals hot. So, again, Ed, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to hear you. All right, let's go ahead and move on down the alphabet to the ever-patient group, even for a Sunday night. We've got Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Long pause there. I was expecting maybe one or two people to come in there after you for our Uniform through Zulu group, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in there. Up first, we've got November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. And, of course, that's Shane over in Cleveland tonight. Shane, probably just a hop, skip, and a jump up to the repeater antenna from over there in Cleveland, but you sounded good regardless. As always, your signal is always good, so it's probably nothing new for you to hear. But anyway, Shane, appreciate you coming by. Good to talk to you the other day on the mobile, too. Again, I'm still working the bugs out of that, so hopefully you might hear me on a little bit more. I got to get the more permanent installation going and tidy some stuff up. But definitely appreciate that QSO the other day. Definitely fun. As I work through that experiment of trying to get a radio in the mobile. But, Shane, hope you have a good night. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Move on. We'll give one more call for the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name is Jim. In Berea, negative and negative.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Jim to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net from over in Berea. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, KO4YHY. And Jim, of course, I think everybody's sounding good into the repeater tonight. Have no complaints on anybody's signal. But Jim, you're definitely sounding good into the repeater. Again, you're closer to the repeater than I am over in Berea. So, but again, for RF, does some weird things. But anyway, for 2 meters, you're sounding really good into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and getting logged in here, hanging out with us on a Sunday night. But anyway, Jim, good to hear you. I hope you come back and check in with us as often as you can. All right, looks like we have an Echolink station signed in here that I haven't checked in yet, so we'll pause for Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Folks, actually have a text message from Randy. That's Kilo 4 Quebec Delta Uniform. Had the text message screen covered up by my net log here, so apologize for that. Need to get myself a bigger monitor so I can have a little more real estate on there. But I'd like to welcome Randy through the Echolink node. That's Kilo 4 Quebec Delta Uniform. And Randy is in Olive Branch, Mississippi tonight. So I think so far he gets the DX award, even coming in via the Echolink node tonight. But got Randy checked in here, so glad to get him via the Echolink node as well. All right, he's the only one other unacknowledged station signed into Echolink, so we'll go ahead and move back over to our RF portions check-ins, and we'll move to the large group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Lilu, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. Mobile and around Simpsonville. Hope everybody's on the net doing well. 73's to all. I'll be negative and negative.
AK4HR. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be listening.
HR. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH.
My name is Fred, mobile here in Piedmont tonight. I'll be negative and negative, sir, 73 to you and all on the net.
Great job. Mike, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Angela, and all on the net.
Check-ins there as we get to the bottom half of the hour here. I'd first like to welcome Kevin. That's Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, KM4 UBG. And Kevin, yours is another one of those call signs I get used to hearing a certain way. The UBG part just kind of rolls off the tongue sometimes. But Uniform Bravo Golf, I don't Kevin, got you checked in here, sir. Appreciate you coming by. Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, KM4 UBG. And Kevin's out there mobile in Simpsonville, so definitely be safe out there. I was over in Simpsonville earlier today, and traffic just keeps getting worse everywhere I go. So definitely be safe out there, Kevin. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Andy up on Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. And Andy booming in the repeater as always. And I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And like I say, feel free to stay and listen as long as you can. And if you want to recheck and make some comments, definitely feel free to do so at your leisure. Up next, we've got Fred. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. And Fred's out there mobile in Piedmont. So, Fred, definitely be safe out there. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Gary. That's Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. And Gary, always good to hear you. And again, Gary, Wednesday night net controller and the keeper of our classified net. So, Gary, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. Didn't get to see you at that last session, but we definitely look forward to any face-to-face QSOs we can definitely meet up for. So looking forward to the next one, Gary. And definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Of course, Gary brings along his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. And Gary, always good to hear you and appreciate you bringing Miss Joy along. Hope you come back and talk to us again very soon, if not over the radio in person. So again, Gary, 73 to you, and tell Miss Joy we said hello as well. All right, give one more call here for the big group before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning a suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net. 4HR, and Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf, K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. No traffic, no comment.
Check-ins there. I'd first like to welcome Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And I think Duncan's zero up on the schedule to call the net tomorrow night. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. And I'll try and return the favor tomorrow night. So, Duncan, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Sounding good into the repeater from Asheville. Up next, just Henry, make sure I got keep me honest here. It's Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Gulf. Is that correct? Logged in here. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. For some reason, my keys didn't want to work. I'll blame my fingers. They just didn't want to work on the keyboard tonight. Get you typed in here. But your call sign, Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Gulf. And I appreciate you coming by. Sounding good in the repeater. Again, I think everybody's sounding good tonight. No problems that I'm aware of. So everybody's doing a good job getting in the repeater tonight, and you're no exception. So again, Henry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And definitely come back and check in again tomorrow night with Duncan if you can. All right, let's give one more call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody, so this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Typically, at this point, we begin the RAG chew portion of the net, but I don't currently have anybody signed in for RAG chew. So we'll go ahead and issue another call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning a suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
KK4, JPQ. I suppose I just wanted to chat a little bit. Earlier you mentioned that you were going to be revamping your station. I'm always interested in the station people put together and how they do it, where they do it, how they want to improve it. So maybe you could tell us all what your plans might be.
Well, just Gary. Goodness, I don't know why I have Gary's call sign on my mind tonight, Larry. I think that's the second time I've called you Gary tonight. But anyway, I apologize, Larry, for doing that. That's the second time. I think my tire is showing. But I actually have been a little slow on getting a mobile in the car, and I have, you know, again, a couple of mobile radios. That's actually what I transmit on typically when I'm here. Just, again, limited space and in the corner of my office upstairs. So about everything I have is actually designed for our mobile. You know, I've got a couple of ICOM rigs. I've got a 2100, a 208H that I bought several years ago. I just picked up a 2720, and I'm like, I thought to myself, why do I just leave all this stuff here when I have a perfectly good mobile outside that I've never hooked up a radio into? And here lately I've spent a little bit, I don't spend a lot of time in the car, but I spent enough time running here, there, hitherto, that I figured, you know, why not fill that time speaking or hearing some friendly voices, if that makes sense. So decided that I can't use my excuse of not having a radio in the car to avoid talking, if that makes sense.
Makes sense. I used to have the radio I'm talking on right now was in the car. But that only left me HTs, admittedly connected to an outside antenna. So that served for several years. But I thought I'd move this Kenwood in here, and it sure has made a difference. It's a KMV 71, I believe, and that is a dual UHF, VHF, you know, and all that rattle. And so I can monitor one frequency and talk on another frequency. It's an unusual thing to be able to do, I think. But anyhow, no worries, please. I grew up with a brother named Gary, and my parents, whenever addressing me, would say, Garrett Larry. Just, you know, I suppose they would look at one of us and say both names to get the right one. I don't know what. But I'm quite used to that. I haven't heard it in a number of years. Made me think of my folks. So that's quite all right.
KK4JBQ in the RagChew portion of the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight. And, yeah, Larry, I apologize because, like I say, I'm glad that you know, it brings back a good memory for you. But, I don't know, as parents or adults or, you know, we have a lot of people that we love, but, you know, there's stuff. I do that with my children all the time. I just started the list. It's like Holden, Kate, Caroline, and then, you know, we kind of add the dogs on at the end. I think it's just, again, I don't know what kind of tricks our minds play on us, but I do the same thing. And speaking to my daughters, they're both, you know, Kate and Caroline. So the name starts to sound the same, and they just kind of get mixed up on the words. And sometimes they get offended, sometimes they don't. Again, I hope one day they'll have a nice memory like you do, where confusing the name is actually a good thing, to know that they had their sister to kind of fall back on, that kind of thing. So. But I do it too when I'm running the list in my head, just kind of start. I think my mom and dad did the same thing when they were talking to us in a voice that was loud enough for us to understand on occasion. But and like I say, the goal was just to kind of get something going in the car. My son had actually bought a new vehicle, and I ended up taking his old Tahoe, and, you know, just because it's still running and paid for and everything else, and I have all this room now, and just started, the wheels started spinning. I'm like, why don't I just go ahead and put a radio in the car? So again,
you know, the key for our hobby is experimentation. So definitely a new thing for me to put one in there and operate and see where I can actually detect the repeater, which is pretty good coverage. I need to work on my antenna system and my grounding system a little bit better so I can receive a little bit better. And, of course, get the hardware actually mounted a little more permanently. And like you mentioned, I used to just carry an HT with me, and we all know an HT in the car does not work very well. So this is working out a whole lot better. And like you said, I don't have to worry about carrying it back and forth, charging the batteries, that kind of thing. It's plugged into the battery. So when the car's on, it's on. Over.
So that installing a mobile, that's a particularly difficult challenge for some people. Perhaps it's different for everybody because you're talking about different automobiles, different electrical systems and everything. I rather enjoyed putting it in my... I have a Toyota RAV4 and a little SUV. And it just seemed to lend itself to running the wires from the battery and brought it into the cabin, put it behind the panels and everything. The only person to ever notice was there was the Toyota service people. They wondered, what you got that CB radio in there for? And I'd have to straighten them out. But I didn't know you had so many blessings there, so many children. That's marvelous. Of course, you and I have met, but it's been several years at some ham fest back there somewhere. And of course, your children weren't with you as far as I can remember. But that's just a different, we all build, don't we? We all build a memory, an image in our mind of people that we talk to on the radio. Quite often that's right on, more so than not, but occasionally, the people you meet, they've got the same voice, but it's not the face that you pictured. I have, and I hope Andy's still listening. I met him at an Anderson Ham Fest maybe 10 years back, and I heard him talking behind me. And, of course, Andy's voice is instantly recognizable. And I turned around, and he didn't know me from Adam. And I said, Andy, and I stuck my hand out there. I think I shocked him. But he's one of my favorite people. And then Gary, KI4DOS. Instantly recognizable voice. And again, my brother's name was Gary. Another of my favorite people. As a matter of fact, all you guys out there, you're my favorite people. KK4JBQ.
Talked about that before, and I think we had some long conversations about that, and I think, like you mentioned, it is kind of a unique thing in our hobby. I mean, again, primarily, you talk to people on the phone, but they kind of come and go. You don't quite build the friendships and relationships without ever actually seeing somebody in person, like you do on ham radio. And I had the same experience with Andy. Met him at the Ham Fest, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Ham Fest over in Spartanburg, couple of years. Of course, it was pre-COVID when we were all still out and about and coming and going, and we still even had the Friday night dinners, meetups, which I think have kind of gone by the wayside a little bit just with the whole COVID protocols and everything. So hopefully we'll get back around to where we do a whole lot more face-to-face meetups again, because those were always fun. And like you say, yeah, there are certain times when you are you're spot on with what you think or what your mind's eye draws in your head what somebody looks like, and then sometimes you're just like, wait, that voice doesn't go with the picture in my head. So definitely understand that for sure. And but yeah, you're right though. This is definitely a good community around here, as far as the hams and the folks that get on here. And again, there are a lot of voices that we hear and recognize, and some new voices that are coming on. You know, again, some of the newer net controllers, you know, Patrick and Duncan that are coming on. Some of the net controllers that used to call the net here, I still hear them on other frequencies. So always good to hear that. Like I heard Mark and Wendy and Robert, WRNRW, on some of the other frequencies throughout the week. It's fun to kind of, I don't want to call them celebrities, but, you know, it's interesting. A couple of years ago, I was working like JT65 or JT8, and actually, I can't remember his call sign, so I'm probably going to butcher it, but I think it's like W1JT. And he was the gentleman that created the JT65 protocol and, you know, worked on the software, that kind of stuff. And he's just out there, you know, working stations. And I got him in the log, and I was just kind of like, that's pretty neat. You know, the person, I mean, I don't know why, I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just kind of neat when you get the little celebrities that are in your mind in the log.
I'm sure that's quite true. I've never talked to, I say never, and that's rather definitive, isn't it? I've never talked to a celebrity that I know of. I was listening to a podcast that it's a weekly thing. This Week in Amateur Radio is the title of it, and they were talking about the International Space Station. The ISS is getting into more conversation with hams, and that would be quite a contact. I think I would be, that would lift me up pretty high there for a while, wouldn't it? This one fellow was talking about his recent contact with the ISS, and takes a little bit of planning and certainly a polished technique, because it's UHF up and VHF down, or vice versa, depending on who's operating, I suppose. And then you have to track it across the sky and use a circular polarized antenna if you really want the longest window you can get, which is probably no more than 5 or 6 minutes at best. But you ever tried for that? KK4JBQ.
With KK4JBQ and the RAGG2 portion of the Blue Ridge Humidor Net. Larry, actually I did a couple of years ago. I bought one of those little Aero antennas, and it's a little 440, 2-meter Yagi handheld antenna. And I can't remember, there was actually a cube, I think they called it like CubeSat, was basically, it's a little tiny experimental amateur radio satellite that was actually launched from the International Space Station. And I think, I'm probably butchering it, it's been a couple of years, but basically they just kind of jettisoned it, and it kind of just stayed in orbit, and it was a decaying orbit, so it only actually lasted for about 2 or 3 weeks maybe before it burned up. But it was a little tiny cube that, you could track, and it was sending, I think it was slow scan TV, SSTV images that you could copy, and then you put them on the website, or it would send a word. You put it on the website, and then, you know, you got like your little attaboy for copying what the cube in the air. I actually started trying to, you know, listen. And of course, for a while, the International Space Station was only contacting hams through like elementary school and like school clubs, in order to kind of promote the science and technology of amateur radio and the space station. And so it's definitely good to hear they're making some contacts with some hams. And, of course, I think there's also a repeater on the Internet. I'm not sure if that one's up. It's been a while since I've actually done the research on the International Space Station. It's kind of come up and down, but have done some stuff. So, again, it's definitely kind of interesting, though, to think that we can stand here and contact the International Space Station. And I have watched some tracks, and, you know, my favorite one is usually, like, dusk, when you can actually see the light being reflected off of the space station. You can actually watch as it moves overhead, and you know right where to point the antenna if you're trying to make that contact. You know, otherwise I'm looking on my phone for the azimuth and the height and the direction. But I've actually gone up here, and again, I think we've talked about it. I live over in Five Forks, but up at Oakview Elementary School, there's a field across the street, and just a perfect viewing angle because it's relatively flat there. And if you get more than, you know, 15, 20 degrees of angle on the International Space Station, you can usually see it in the sky, which is, again, kind of interesting and fun to do. But like you said, it takes a little bit of time, energy, research, effort to do it. And honestly, the last couple of years, I probably haven't put forth the energy and effort. But, again, I may have to do that soon.
This is certainly an interesting hobby. You can just, it's a very fruitful tree. You can just reach up and pick off, you know, usually the low-hanging fruit is the one people reach for first. But then it can be anything you want it to be. And that's what's so very interesting and I think should be very attractive to young folks who have plenty of time to explore all that there is to do. But when you mentioned that you were working on your station, I suppose my mind jumped to your shack, your station at home. And I was going to say that whatever space restriction you might have, I operate in 5 square feet. I've got my station built around my lazy boy here. And the computer and the monitor and those kind of things kind of go together with amateur radio these days. But everything is right here and convenient. And I suppose we can do that because the real important part, we should all admit that the real important part of our station is the antenna. And that's outside. And plenty of room out there. Yeah. So, anyway, just thought I'd, well, I guess we have gone past, we're into the second shift now, and there might be people out there yet to check in. So I'll step aside and say thank you again for calling the net tonight. It's a big deal. I've called the net myself in the past, and I know it's a big deal to prepare and put yourself on the knife's edge for the little bit of time that it takes to call a net. Sure appreciate it. Thank you, Michael. We will talk with you again soon, I trust. KK4JBQ. I'll turn you loose now. 7-3.
Yeah, definitely good to talk to you. And I think my radio may be warming up. Let me check it real quick and see. I'm getting some weird noise. But anyway, hey, it's fine. Hopefully you're reading me okay. Are you copying me okay, over?
5x5.
The charger just kicked off or something. I'm not sure what's going on. I'll have to check afterwards, but I was getting some noise there at the end, and it definitely seems to be local to my station. So anyway, I'll figure it out after that. But Larry, definitely enjoyed the comments. And again, here lately I've been kind of going through this, and you know, again, I think ham radio is kind of cyclical where you just kind of try different things and go back and look at some of the old stuff that you were doing. And you know, I kind of started cleaning out my closet and said, well, you know, I'm not sure why I have this mobile here if I'm not going to use it. And you know, that kind of sparked the putting it in the mobile. And then of course I've got some stuff on my desk here that I'm always tinkering with. And I actually ordered some lights for my power supply because the lights have been burnt out on the meters for forever. And so again, just a little bit of experimentation and tinkering, so to speak. But like you said, I think if you can't find something you want to do in ham radio, just give it a day and try and figure something else out, because there's tons of stuff. Even if you just want to operate and talk, you know, there's that, and the experimentation and the computers and the science and the propagation. And, you know, again, I think it's really a multifaceted sport. And to continue on what Ray Allison always used to quote, it's the license to learn. And I always like to kind of challenge myself a little bit, too. I picked up one of my HTs, and I was like, I don't really remember how to program this. So I was actually online today trying to remember how to program one of my HTs because I'm so used to just using the cable. I'm like, well, the cable's not always going to be there, so I need to challenge myself to see if I can remember how to do that. So, again, there's always something going on just to make it fun. Let you go. Again, appreciate you hanging out and making some comments here and continuing on with the net. See if we can get the 10 o'clock crowd to come by here and check in with us tonight. But definitely tell Oh, goodness gracious, I am just losing my place here. Definitely Tom Estano. We said hello, and definitely good to hear you, Larry. Appreciate you stopping by, and we'll talk again soon. Hey, 4HR, looking for additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. It's KO4IPB. This is Paul over here in Greenville. I'll just be in and out.
We'll be rounding out the net tonight, but again, we'll keep taking check-ins as long as we get them. Anyway, Paul sounded good into the repeater. Again, not too far of a stretch from Greenville up to Caesar's Head, but you're definitely making it with a good signal. And Paul's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. And, Paul, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. All right, let's give one more call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning of the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. AK4HR, giving one final call for check-in tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, net control.
Hell's the guy. I've only got one question right now. When you was mobile last night on the net here, did you hear that announcement about the 6-meter FM repeater on Paris Mountain?
I heard a little bit about it. I heard them say there was a new one up there. It had been moved. Originally, it was Jimmy as the repeater owner. I didn't write down his call sign, but I did write down the frequency is 30. Is that correct?
That's right, 100 hertz tone. It used to be up on Mount Mitchell 8 or more than 10 years ago. I was just wondering if you got anything to do FM on 6 meters. You ought to give it a try. From Simpsonville, you ought to have a better shot at it. I've tried it here in both places where it used to be and where it is now. I can hear it, but I still can't get into it. But there again, I can't get into the 37 or the 948.
Yeah, well, I say I have two radios. I have one that's hooked up. Well, it's an HT. I've got a VX8DR. That one's got enough juice to make it over there. I'll have to try that one. And I do have a 857D, but it's not hooked up yet. Because that's primarily what I was using for my HF. But I may have to pull that one out of the closet and see if I can hook it up and get into there. But I did hear they were talking to Dave a little bit about it yesterday and then on the net last night. But it sounds like they've got big plans for that, linking it to another repeater. Basically, so I think if I heard right, they were going to link it from here, North Carolina, even maybe up to Virginia with a couple of repeaters.
Yeah, I heard that talk about it. It don't matter where that 630 is, I can't get into it still. I can hear it, but I can't get into it. I originally believe it's 8900 for 6 meters, but the one that's on Caesar's Head, 5314, tone 131.8. Because for many, many years, over here, we used it over here in our communications group, we did. So that's how I come about getting something for 6 meters, but for anybody that's in line of sight of Paris Mountain, some of you is on the track.
I didn't hear Jimmy today. I was going to ask him. I looked up for it on repeater book and to see if I had the settings right and everything, but I didn't see it listed there. So I don't know if they'll eventually put it on repeater book. But I did find some old, I think there were some old references to when it was up on Mount Mitchell. And I think it was using the same frequency pair, that 53.630 100 hertz tone. And so I tried that. I'll have to try that to see if I can actually get into it.
From what he said last night, everything's the same. When it was up yonder in North Carolina, I couldn't get into it because of Caesar's Head here. And now that it's where it is now, it's like the 2-meter machines over there. There ain't no go for me getting into it. I can hear it, but that's all I can do. Go ahead and secure you in that. I just wondered if you heard all that. AK4HR, KI4LZI.
And I appreciate you coming back and mentioning it. I was going to ask, and it slipped my mind to actually bring it up, but I'm glad you brought that up for the net as well. But, Andy, definitely good to hear you, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend. All right, we'll give one final call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.